This show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the show today, we have some sacred music in the first part as a preview to at least one of the concerts. There are two remaining concerts in the July Music Festival at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana. Kay Welch and Justin Vickers are joining us on the show, as well as pianist Larissa Chazanoff. And then in the later portion of the show, we have Simon Burke, who is the trumpet player for a collective of jazz musicians in Bloomington Normal called Aduki. They're performing a number of times coming up over the next month or so, and we'll let you know about those performances and hear some of their group live, not in our studio, but in various performance spaces that they have been in of late. Aduki Jazz and some sacred music at the first part of the show. It's Live and Local. That was pianist Ovid Young performing the familiar Debussy tune Clair de Lune, which simply means moonlight, and that's heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Ovid Young is going to be one of the featured performers at the July Music Festival at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana. He's featured on the final concert on Saturday the 24th, which is a concert of sacred favorites. He's an organist and pianist, and we will hear a little bit more about him in just a moment. The first of the three concerts in the series has already happened. It was on the 4th of July. They did a Jazz Vespers service during their worship program on that Sunday morning. But the second concert is coming up this Friday on the 16th, 7 o'clock, in the sanctuary at Wesley. And it is a festival recital featuring several vocalists, including one of the people who's with us on the show today, Justin Vickers, also Caitlin Dobbs, and a couple of people that I don't happen to know, Umberto Rivera and Colleen Paul. I gather she's the organizer of all of this, as Kay Suzanne Welch, who is also with us on the show today and will be singing on that third program. And thank you all. Oh, and the third person with us is pianist Larissa Chazanoff, who will be playing for Kay and Justin in just a few minutes. So thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Kay, am I right in characterizing you as the chief organizer of this event?
Yes, I am coordinating all of the events for the July Music Festival at Wesley. So I'm new to this job, but it's certainly an adventure right now.
So when you say new to this job, it implies that this is not a first-time festival at Wesley.
Correct. In the past, we've had the July Music Festival. I believe Barbara Headland was actually involved in that first festival that they had several years back. In the past couple of years, we just haven't had the resources or the people to put on the festival. So we're really thrilled to have Dr. Young coming and be able to do all this great music.
So we'll hear a little bit more from him coming up, but tell me how the Vesper service, what was that like?
The Vesper service was beautiful. It was wonderful jazz music, hymns done in a different style with a lot of jazz element, and Barrington Coleman is certainly in his element when he sits down to play the piano for that type of music. I mean, he's a very talented musician in the first place, but he's particularly at home with that genre, and Chip McNeil on the saxophone was fabulous. It was a wonderful service.
And Barrington is the music director at Wesley?
Correct. And I'm the assistant choral director under Dr. Coleman.
And so how did you get nominated to do this particular project?
Well, I think I kind of inadvertently nominated myself. I had some encouragement from family and friends to do a concert like this. And kept being told, hey, why don't you call Ovid Young? You know, I think he'll work with you. And so I finally broke down and called him, and he was delighted to be a part of this. So At the same time, the pastor at Wesley said, hey, you know, we'd really like to have the July Music Festival back. So the project just sort of fell in my lap that way.
The program, as I introduced it, was sort of two-thirds sacred and one-third not at all, or not really, or not quite. Or what is? Tell me about this not at all on Friday. Yeah, tell me about Friday's recital.
Well, Friday's recital will just examine the standard recital repertoire. I'm singing pieces from a song cycle by Joaquin Turina called Homenaje a Lope de Vega. Lope de Vega was really Spain's Shakespeare. And so this is a wonderful nod to pieces of Lope de Vega's poetry by Joaquin Turina. And for the audience, I think especially an American audience that hears the piece, it's like listening to everything that you would think of as exciting, traditional Spanish-sounding music. That's a broad swath of a generalization, but it is such an exciting song cycle. And the first piece I'll sing to lead into that is Beethoven's Adelaida, one of the extended song pieces that that Beethoven wrote. My colleagues on the recital will be singing, I think there's some Spanish zarzuela by Humberto Rivera. There's also going to be some pieces from the musical theater canon. So it will really be a nice pastiche of recital repertoire.
Caitlin Dobbs, who's on that recital, I know her. She's a high school, wonderful high school performer, both singer and actor. Who are Humberto Rivera and Colleen Paul?
Humberto and Colleen are members at the Wesley Choir. They're also students in the School of Music, both working towards master's degrees in music.
In voice, specifically?
Yes.
So it should be a nice program. Now, we're not previewing any of that program today, am I
correct?
Right?
That's right.
We're looking ahead to the concert on the 24th, which is of Sacred Favorites, and this is the one that has Dr. Ovid Young as among the performers. But the other vocal artists, solo anyway, are yourselves.
That's right.
Yes.
As it happens. Why don't we have one of you do something?
We'd like to share a duet with you.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll let you do that. Does this need any introduction?
No, not necessarily. It's just a favorite hymn entitled A Name I Highly Treasure.
Okay. And it's...
sets the captive free.
Kay Welch and Justin Vickers, our singers on this portion of Live and Local. The pianist is Larissa Chazanoff. And one of the hymns that will be sung on the Sacred Favorites concert at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana on the 24th. And that is the third and final concert at their July Music Festival. The second one is coming up this Friday of non-Sacred Favorites. And probably beyond favorites, some things such as the pieces you mentioned earlier, Justin, that probably no few people have heard before.
Yeah, I think probably few people have gotten to hear. Certainly the Beethoven people may be familiar with, if they're familiar with Lieder repertory. But I think the Spanish cycle will be something special. And I know that Umberto also has some nice repertoire up his sleeve that will be unusual to the Champaign-Urbana community.
And probably the musical theater stuff will have some familiarity to
that
it.
That will certainly have some familiarity to it.
And no doubt now that doesn't happen to be a hymn that I know, but I'm guessing that comes out of a different tradition than the one in which I grew up. Is that going to be, is this going to be a selection of hymns particularly known to Methodists, or
not necessarily, and actually that hymn is probably not even as widely known to Methodists as it is to the Nazarene denomination, which I grew up in. And Dr. Young is a current artist in residence up at Olivet Nazarene University, where I did my undergrad. And it'll be some of the hymns out of that tradition, but there's also some that are very widely known, like Be Thou My Vision and Holy, Holy, Holy. So it's quite a broad range of sacred music represented.
Be Thou My Vision is one, I'm pretty sure that's the one that I used to sing with great regularity when I was in the chapel choir at Northwestern. The chaplain at the time just loved this hymn, so he was constantly asking for it to be done.
That's one of my favorites.
I think I got sick of it, actually. But it's been, it had been long enough that now it can be actually refreshing. You have put together, Kay, I assume this came off all right, a community choir that's going to be participating?
Yes, I'm very pleased. We've got, I think, between 30 and 35 members. We've had a few more trickle in over the last week or two, but the choir is shaping up very nicely, so I'm very thrilled with that. They're singing Dr. Young's arrangements very well, and his arrangements, some of them are particularly challenging, because since Dr. Young is an organist, he likes to use these really large, fat chords with sometimes seven or eight different parts, so they're handling it well.
That's good. That's good.
And we're also fortunate. The ensemble is also comprised of residents from Danville, which is near and dear to Kay and I because it's our hometown.
I was going to get to that. You guys have known each other for a long time.
We have, since 1988. I think it's fair for us to say that.
I can't believe you're saying that on the air.
Well, that just says how long you've known each other.
That's right, since we were two.
Yes.
I keep trying. Justin, I know you have to go off and take a class.
I do indeed, taking a film and music course with Gail Sherwood.
Oh, really?
McGee, yes.
Film and music, that sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
It's going to be wonderful.
Do you have something else to share with us before you leave?
I think that Kay was planning on singing another piece, but I'm hoping that our listeners will be scintillated by this and will come out en masse Friday evening at 7 p.m. this Friday evening, the 16th, for the recital. And then, of course, they'll hear me again on the 24th, I hope.
On the 24th. All right. Well, then you are free to go at your leisure. But I was going to ask about the relationship that you guys have. I mean, having known each other for a long time. I know you did some years ago with the Danville Symphony, a wonderful program. Was it, I'm forgetting now, was it mostly Broadway? Or was it a mix of Broadway and opera?
That was, Broadway and operetta.
Yep.
And Ronald Hedlund was involved in that
correct.
As well?
Yes, and Ron has been a voice teacher to both of us, in fact.
That's right.
You both got your master's at the University of Illinois? And
no, I did my bachelor's here.
So you're doing your master's
back doing
now.
I'm back doing my doctorate.
That's right. You went else some other place for a master's. But Kay, you just finished your doctorate, didn't you?
Not quite.
Ooh,
Justin and I are both hoping to graduate this coming May.
Well, I wish you luck in that.
Thank you. I need
it. It's going to be a challenge. Well, let's have a little further introduction to Ovid Young, since you've mentioned him a few times. He's artist in residence, as you said, at Olivet Nazarene University. But tell us a little bit more about him, and I guess he figures in your family.
Yes. The relationship with Ovid goes way back in my family, back even before I was born, about 40 years ago. And my aunt and uncle...
I can't believe you just said that on the radio.
I did.
See, you just gave it away.
Well, I said it was before I was born, you know, yeah. So they can still guess at my age. But Dr. Young worked, attended Olivet actually with my parents, was a little bit older than them, and then was teaching there for a while. So he's worked with my father as well as my aunt and uncle, who were evangelists in the Church of the Nazarene, as well as my uncle was an opera singer. And so the tradition in our family goes way back. So I'm just so thrilled to have this kind of a relationship with someone of this musical caliber. When he sits down to play, it's just a rhapsody. He's just so talented. So it's really a blessing.
Well, I actually forget which cut from a CD you brought along of Ovid Young's that I asked Mike Pritchard to play for us. So we're going to hear Ovid Young play something that, as I recall, is decidedly not at all sacred. I remember which one I might have picked off of here. So let's find out. This is Ovid Young at the piano here on Live and Local. Pianist Ovid Young and Chamber Orchestra in an arrangement, I presume his own, of When You Wish Upon a Star. And he will be among the performers at the third leg of the July Music Festival at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana, coming up the two Saturdays from now, the 24th at 7:30 at Wesley, and along with vocal artists Kay Suzanne Welch and Justin Vickers, and a vocal trio with which Kay is in, with Caitlin Dobbs and Catherine Welch Ludeman.
That's right.
And let me guess, she's related to you.
Yes. We are cousins. And as I mentioned, along with Ovid, our family has a very long tradition of church music and working together. So it's been a while since the family's been able to work together, so this is actually a debut performance, if you will, for me and my cousin, so we're really looking forward to it.
That should be nice, plus the July Music Festival Community Choir. But first, coming up is this Friday, a festival recital with Justin Vickers, who we heard a bit ago. Kay, you have another hymn to do for us?
Yes.
That will be on that concert on the 24th. And our pianist, Alyssa Chazanoff, who's actually going to be playing this Friday's recital, but not on the 24th, but we're very glad you agreed to play some hymns. And I'm not supposed to ask you any questions, but you did say that you hadn't played hymns before.
Yeah, I haven't. Yes, it's okay. My first time. Yeah. Initiation.
Very exciting.
It is. It is interesting in some way.
Well, Justin said that this doesn't quite completely show off your talent, so you'll have to go hear Larissa on Friday night at 7. So, Kay and Larissa, serenade us.
This is a hymn, an old one by Mosey Lister. It's called Till the Storm Passes By.
Thunder sounds no more, till the clouds
let me stand in my presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
Kay Welch, soprano, and Larissa Chasnoff, piano, here on Live and Local. That is live in our studio, and that's one of the hymns that you can hear on the Sacred Favorites concert at Wesley United Methodist Church on Saturday the 24th at 7:30. There is a recital there this Friday at 7 o'clock, a casual evening of music as it's described here, with Justin Vickers, Caitlin Dobbs, Umberto Rivera, and Colleen Paul, and... others, or that's the list on Friday?
Just those four, yeah.
Is there a number or website that we can direct people to in case they don't remember these things that we have
sure.
said?
Sure. We can direct them a telephone number to the church, which is 217-344-1120.
344-1120. And is there an admission to any of these, or is this all free programs?
There is not. The event is a fundraiser to raise money for the music program at Wesley, which has had a long tradition of supporting the musicians that are there right close on the campus of the music school there. But we decided that we should have these concerts be free, and we're just asking for a suggested $10 donation at the door. So we know some people may not have a whole $10. We want them to come anyway, but because we're hoping there'll be other people who want to put in more than $10.
So if you can, do, and if you can't, come anyway.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us know about it, and thanks for performing on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up, we'll talk with Simon Burke of Aduki Jazz, based in Bloomington Normal. They're performing a number of times in the next month. We'll let you know about those and hear some of their performances in a matter of moments. Today's programs on Live and Local are made possible in part by 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign, celebrating their 25th year of fair trade retail in downtown Champaign. The 10,000 Villages provides income to artisans in developing countries by marketing their handicrafts and telling their stories in North America. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Simon Burke, who is the trumpet player for a group called Aduki Jazz, which has a weekly gig at Reality Bites in Bloomington, Illinois, 6 o'clock every Wednesday, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And then is playing also tomorrow night at Michael's Restaurant in Bloomington. And on the Downtown Concert Series in Bloomington on the 21st. So a number of gigs, quite a few gigs coming up, as a matter of fact. And thanks for joining me on the show.
Hey, very welcome.
Listeners will obviously be able to tell that you are presumably from England originally. Where and what brought you over to Central Illinois?
Well, I was born in Central Lancashire and... moved to Liverpool, where I lived for 20 years, and I met my current wife in 2000 in Chicago. I was visiting an old friend from Liverpool. And 2 years later, we got married, and I've been here since then, so for 8 years now.
And what did bring you to Bloomington area?
My wife lives here.
Oh. Well, she could have gone with you.
She could, yeah.
And yet she didn't.
No, we have two kids, so I have two stepkids, so that was the main reason for staying here, and that and the climate's a bit better.
And what do you do when you're not playing jazz, and how long have you been playing jazz?
Well, when I'm not playing jazz, I raise plants, and I also run the lights occasionally at the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts. And I've been playing jazz since, 2010 now? Oh, 20 years? So 1990, something like that?
Yeah, it is 2010 now, incredibly enough. And always on trumpet?
Yeah. That's been my main instrument. I picked that up kind of late in life. I was 25. I played the guitar, and then I decided that I kind of liked to try playing a wind instrument. And I was at music college, and I started playing the trumpet, and kind of put down the guitar shortly afterwards.
And music college, you were studying the guitar, and what kind of music?
I was actually studying for, it would probably be about the equivalent of an associate's degree in jazz and commercial music.
And what happened to the commercial part of it?
Good question, the part that makes you any money.
Yeah. And you're not going to answer that?
No, I'm not. I'm not a commercial person.
Well, that's the answer right there. And this particular group, Dookie Jazz, how long has this been around?
Now, let me see now. I think this is the third year that we've been in existence. And I guess group's kind of maybe too tight, too precise a way of describing it. It's a loose collective, I kind of act as the head stroke gig getter. I suppose gig getter is what they would really look at me for. And so I have a pool of about 7 or 8 people, and I just thought Simon Burke Jazz sounded kind of boring, you know, so I came up with this name, Adookie, and so we just kind of play under that title.
I'm looking at your MySpace page, and I'm sort of reluctant to ask how you came up with the name Adookie, given some comments here, but I'm asking anyway.
Well,
because it does beg the question.
Well, yeah. Officially, it's a type of bean, and that's what we're sticking to there. Although our first title, our first demo CD was called Beans Means Adookie, so. Okay, you can take your own guess from that.
And I will refer people to the MySpace page if they, well, you can hear some clips. As a matter of fact, we have some performances here. Were these live performances, recorded performances, rather studio recordings, or what did you send me?
What I sent you was a demo that we made in the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts. Let me think, about 15 months ago now, and it is actually a live recording, because we just have to go live into the sound desk and then direct into the CD player, CD recorder, and so we would just do 2 or 3 takes of each tune, and I think we did 5 tunes altogether, and maybe 4 of those found their way into the public domain.
And all of them standards of one kind or another. What might be a reasonable first introduction for somebody who hasn't heard you before?
My favorite out of the few tracks that I sent you actually is the Freddie Hubbard tune that we did, which is Little Sunflower.
And which version of Adookie is represented here, a quintet or a trio?
This is actually a trio, and it features Bruce Lane on keyboards and John Larson on the bass.
And yourself on the trumpet.
And myself on the trumpet, that's right.
Little Sunflower, Adookie. My guest is Simon Burke here on Live and Local. ¶¶ Little Sunflower, the name of the tune, is a Freddie Hubbard tune played here by Aduke Jazz, one of the forms of Simon Burke. It's trumpet player and, as he said, chief gig getter the group takes, trio. And Bruce Lane, you said keyboards, and drummer was who?
There was actually
the bass player. Bass player.
The bass player, and that was John Larson.
Right, and Bill Schlipf, I notice, is another of your bass players, I gather?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill usually plays, well, Bill does most of my gigs for me. We just wanted to do a little bit of playing with John, and we just got that date at the BCPA, and he came in and sat in with us. So, the regular guy is Bill, and he manages to do most of my gigs, actually.
The show Live and Local is, of course, based in Urbana, where WYLL studios are. And so, as it happens, mostly because I know more people over in this community, most of the jazz players and conversations we've had have had to do with Champaign-Urbana community. So I don't know that much about what goes on in jazz in Bloomington Normal. Why don't you tell those of us who aren't in that community or may not even know? And even though they live in that community, what's the jazz scene like in Bloomington Normal?
It is over, I think, the last 18 months or so, I would say. It has really started to pick up. The scene here for live jazz and blues has become, I think, a lot more lively. And there's a number of local musicians. Off the top of my head, Kevin Hart, of course, is a vibes player, also a great piano player, and he seems to be playing just about everywhere that you can think of, especially in the summer in the summer months when he doesn't play. And Tom Marco is a professor at ISU. Is that ISU? That's our local one, isn't it?
And that's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the
and
one.
Wesleyan.
He does quite a bit of playing around town. They both play regularly at Central Station, or I think it's Central Station 220 now. They just changed the name, and they started putting on jazz two or three months ago. And then every Friday and Saturday, there's always a live band on at Swingers Grill, which is kind of over on the west side of town. And he does quite a bit of jazz and blues over there. There's also Avenue 9 has opened up in the last, I think, about the last 6 months. And they have live music every Saturday night, and they seem to do a lot of kind of jazz-orientated music. It's not really straight-ahead jazz. It's more aimed at a younger crowd, so they tend to do, I guess... I don't know what it would be, crossover music, and I'm not really sure, some blues and that kind of stuff.
And how many groups actually sort of make the rounds of these guys? You have a regular gig, for example, at Reality Bites.
Yeah, we're the only band at Reality Bites. We're the only spot on a Wednesday. There's a guy called Travis Wesley who has a trio, seems to play around town quite a bit. There's another band called Lexicon who I think are more kind of rock-orientate, rock jazz kind of thing. There's Denise LaGrassa does quite a bit of playing. I think she manages to cut quite a bit of work over in Champaign as well in Urbana.
I keep trying to get her on the show and it never quite works out. She actually worked here for a while.
Yeah, I believe so. there's quite a small but fairly active community of musicians over here.
Reality Bites is, again, since I'm not over there, is that a restaurant or a bar or both?
It's both. It's quite a small tapas bar, and they do food, and they have a seating along the bar. Kind of a quite a cozy little spot, and we enjoy playing there a great deal.
Are you the only group that plays, or the only jazz group that plays there?
We're the only group that plays there.
And a little stage, or just a corner?
Just the corner of the room, and it's just the duo. It's myself and Bruce, and we have a bass player who's actually a computer.
Oh, the bass player's the computer for that gig, huh?
Yeah, we blame him for everything that goes wrong.
And on your MySpace page, you list Bruce as, I mean, he played keyboards on what we're listening to, but he also plays bass trumpet?
That's right, yeah, and in the quintet lineup, yeah, we have a two-piece brass front line, and we do, I guess, slightly more lively music. For that, it's not just not just regular standards. We do some tunes by the likes of Horace Silver and Blue Mitchell, kind of a bit more up tempo, and with a two-piece front line, and a piece featuring trumpet and bass trumpet, which is kind of unusual.
I'm not even sure I know what a bass trumpet looks like.
Well, it's kind of, if you imagine a small valve trombone, then that's about what it looks like.
That's it, huh? But our next clip is also of the more mellow variety of the trio again, right?
Yeah. Let's listen to, what about Stella by Starlight?
That is always a lovely tune, Victor Young tune. And it's Simon Burke on the trumpet, Bruce Lane on the keyboards. And I keep forgetting to write down. Tell me
It's John Larson.
John Larson on bass. And it's a Dookie Jazz. We're talking with Simon here on Live and Local. They're going to be at a few different places in the next week or so, which I will run down in after we hear this tune, Stella by Starlight. Stella by Starlight, the name of the tune, played by a Dookie Jazz, one form of a Dookie Jazz. Simon Burke, the trumpet player, calls it a bit of a collective. The other members of the collective playing in this recording were keyboardist Bruce Lane and bass player John Larson. And you guys are going to be Reality Bites, your weekly gig, tonight at 6 o'clock in Bloomington. And then tomorrow at Michael's Restaurant in Bloomington, 5 o'clock. You said that's an anniversary of some kind, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of Michael's Restaurant.
And is that an upscale kind of place or special kind of place, or what is Michael's?
It's quite a nice restaurant in downtown Bloomington. I think they do Italian American food.
And do they often have music, or is this just for the special occasion?
This is the first time they've ever done music. I think they're a bit nervous about it. They don't quite know what to expect.
And how did they get to pick you?
We were recommended to them.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
By someone reputable, I'm sure.
Well, actually, yeah, it was James Gaskin, who's the owner of Avenue 9 that I was talking about earlier on in the show.
Right. And then next week, on the 21st, you'll be part of the Downtown Bloomington Concert Series at 11 o'clock. And where will that performance take place?
That is in the small park on Washington Street, directly opposite the Castle Theatre. I think it's McGraw Park, but I am not quite sure. But if you go to the Castle Theatre and just go across the road there, that's where we'll be, and you'll probably hear us.
And you play for about an hour or a couple hours, or what?
A couple of hours, actually. We usually run from sometimes shortly after 11 till around 1 o'clock.
Do they have? Is there food available at the park for this gig, or do you just bring your own?
No, it's just to bring your own lunch, and people usually come out and have a bit of a picnic from the downtown offices and listen to the music.
Do you pass the hat, or does the city pay you, or does anybody pay you?
The city pays us very generously of them.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. And you've been doing this concert series for a while now?
This is our third appearance.
And what do you get to play outside of Bloomington Normal? Do you tour around? Or are you mostly an in-community band?
Mainly inside Bloomington. We've actually somehow managed to finagle a gig at the State Fair in August. I think it's the 21st of August. We played lately at Mackinac Vineyard at their summer festival, which was great fun. But yeah, usually we're just inside Bloomington.
And do you have ambitions to spread beyond? Since you're still a pretty young group, you said about 3 years, right?
It would be nice to get some gigs outside of Bloomington and maybe further afield. And just kind of just working on things a small step at a time, really.
But that is something you want to try to do.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Come on over to Champagne Urbana sometime.
Yeah, we'd like to do that.
And I'm still working on finding out more about jazz venues outside of our area, and I'll just invite listeners in whatever community you're listening in to let me know about a band you know about, or a band you're involved in, or a venue you know about that I probably don't, and send it to me at this email address. It's willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. I'd love to hear about the venue, the group, and we'll try to have a conversation with somebody there and let our listeners know about it. Simon Burke, I appreciate it very much, and maybe if you do come over here sometime, we could have you play on the show.
That'd be fun to do that, actually, yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. So we're going to go out with a tune called Star Eyes.
That's right.
And this is still from the session at Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts with the trio.
That's right, yeah.
And Simon Burke, trumpet player. Once again, it's keyboardist Bruce Lane, bassist John Larson. And look for them at Reality Bites tonight at 6. And that's the duo, right?
That's right, yep.
And the duo also tomorrow at Michael's Restaurant or the Bigger Group?
Actually, it's a trio tomorrow night.
And then at the downtown on the 21st?
That's the quintet.
That's the big group.
Yeah.
All right. That's the lively one, you said.
That's the one that kind of wakes people up a bit.
That'll rock out. Well, I appreciate you joining us on the show, and it's great to hear about a dookie.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you. And you're listening to Aduke Jazz playing Star Eyes here on Live and Local. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow from 12 to 1. Some of the other events going on in our area. Caleb Cook is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana tonight at 9 o'clock. Ugg the Caveman musical continues at the Station Theater tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Singing in the Abbey is described here as classical indie music at Powell Park in Champaign tonight at 6:30. The Joel Spencer Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7. And G.I. Jukebox is at Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield tomorrow at 6 o'clock and Friday and Saturday as well. Kim Massey does blues in Central Park, part of the 10th Anniversary Summer Concert Series in Decatur tomorrow night from 7 to 10. And it's The Wiz for the Champaign Park District Youth Theater Program at Parkland Theater tomorrow at 10 in the morning and 7 in the evening. Support for our show today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for serious collector to the first-time buyer. This Saturday's wine tasting features wines from South Africa. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com.